This is the final video in a 7-part series on 7 traps that kill small businesses. Previously, we have looked at 6 of these traps: failing to manage cash flow appropriately, becoming bogged down in reactive management styles, innovating too slowly or not at all, marketing by the seat of your pants, waiting too long to build robust management systems, and playing the wrong role as the owner. This video takes up the 7th trap, which is losing clarity on vital issues. Small businesses are especially prone to what I call notional management. That is, they have a notion of what their vision is, a notion of what their values are, a notion of what their priorities are. But these guiding principles are seldom articulated and perhaps never written down. Consequently, it's easy to lose focus on the most vital issues for the business. After all, what's not written down is easily forgotten. That's why most of us maintain to-do lists of things that it's important to remember. Larger companies are forced out of notional management just because of the requirements for raising capital investments. Investors want to see a clear business plan, a clear marketing plan, and a clear statement of vision and mission. Small businesses, especially those that are self-financed or are financed with investments from friends and family members, may never be forced to clarify their values, vision, and mission in writing. That's why so many of them never get beyond notional management. Few things are more urgent for a leader than clarity. Resources and time are finite. They must be devoted to what is most vital. If we lose clarity on what is vital to our success, then our efforts are bound to be frequently ill-directed or ill-timed. For small business owners, there are 7 essential zones for clarity. This clarity comes from constantly asking a series of questions. What constitutes excellence for my business? What are the core values for my business? What is my eventual exit strategy from this business? What am I ultimately trying to accomplish? My vision. How will I pursue this vision over the next 3 to 5 years? My mission. What strategic values flow from my vision? What operational values flow from my mission? Of all of these questions, the most critical are probably the values questions. There are striking examples of companies whose industry was so fast changing that they never successfully articulated a long-term vision of where they were going, but they grew to be giant companies by maintaining clarity on their values and always making decisions within the framework of these values. Clarity on core values is particularly important because to the degree that any business articulates a vision, the vision must fall within the parameters of the company's core values. The values your business plan pursues define its culture. As the business grows, new people coming into the business need to know what these values are, understand how they are carried out in the business, and be willing to pursue these values themselves. One of the most common setbacks to a fast-growing small business is cultural confusion. I once consulted with a business started by a close friend of mine and a handful of his longtime working associates in the corporate world. They all shared the same outlook on how to build a successful business and on the values that should orchestrate it. Now, 4 years later, they had 185 employees and a top management team, which included several people who did not have these same outlooks. What had once been an invigorating culture to work in had degenerated into turf wars, frequent misunderstandings, and even outright distrust. Situations like this are not all that unusual in businesses that grow from a handful of partners with shared outlooks and values to a much larger organization in a short period of time. At the outset, because the partners are all agreed on the company's values, they don't take the time to write them down or institutionalize them in the company's training and performance measurement tools. These founding leaders are then surprised when one day they look around and see places throughout their company where the founders' values are not in full effect. This problem can quickly compound itself when a small business buys another, merges with another, or becomes a subsidiary of a larger organization. In the dialogue about bringing the companies together, little attention, if any at all, is devoted to how compatible the respective cultures are. Yet, all too often, once the two companies are under the same corporate roof, a glaring cultural divide, even an outright cultural clash, takes center stage. In the process, efficiency breaks down, working relationships become poisoned, and productivity is so impaired that survival is endangered. So it's essential to maintain clarity on your values from day one. Earlier, we identified three different types of values: core values, strategic values, and operational values. And of the seven vital questions we posed, three of them concerned values. Core values, as their name implies, are at the heart of everything your business does. As a small business owner, you do not consider your core values open to negotiation. They remain constant no matter what else may change within the company. These are values such as integrity, respect, and high-quality customer service. No matter what products you are selling, what markets you enter, how big your company becomes, these values will stand tall as a guiding beacon. Unlike its core values, a company's vision may indeed change. The change is mandated by the fact that markets change, customer profiles change, new technologies make former product lines obsolete. When transitions such as this occur, a company's existing vision may become outdated, outmoded. A new vision statement is in order. Vision statements, in turn, give rise to additional values. These are the values that must prevail if the vision is to be accomplished. And since the vision sets the strategic framework for the enterprise, I refer to these as strategic values. Now, because vision statements change, strategic values also change. Strategic values are never in conflict with core values because strategic values flow from a vision statement, which itself should be consistent with the core values. These strategic values, then, in collaboration with the vision statement, shape the contours of your mission statement. Your mission statement elaborates on the vision statement by outlining the guiding principles you will use in the foreseeable future to move the vision forward. To carry out the mission, in turn, may call into play additional values which are necessary for the mission to succeed. Since the mission statement sets the operational framework for your company, I call these operational values. Again, because mission statements change with the passage of time, operational values will change along with them. The unity and effectiveness of your business culture depends in large measure on how much clarity prevails everywhere within the organization as to the core values, strategic values, and operational values that should ideally define it. This is why vision and mission statements are so vital. While your core values are independent of your vision and mission, your strategic and operational values are a direct extension of your vision and mission. And as a small business owner, you depend on a team that is of one mind when it comes to all three types of values. Clarity is particularly essential in your vision and mission statements, since they provide the rationale for your strategic and operational values. Unless these statements are clearly worded and widely publicized in your business, some who join your company may see your strategic and operational values as rather arbitrary and therefore of no meaningful consequence. So a word is in order about developing effective vision and mission statements. If you look on the web for guidelines on how to create these statements, you quickly discover differing and sometimes contradictory guidance. Without critiquing other approaches, therefore, let me outline the way I help my clients put together their vision and mission statements. First, vision statements come in two varieties. One type describes what you want to accomplish. The other describes what you want to be known for. So one nonprofit devoted to Alzheimer's research has as its vision a world free of Alzheimer's. That's what they want to accomplish. Google, on the other hand, has a vision, they call it their mission, to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. That's what they want to be known for. Whichever type of vision statement you choose, it needs to be brief, no more than a sentence in length, stated in broad terms, and as envisionable as possible. It is, after all, called a vision statement. To illustrate, let's look at the vision statement for Startups After 50. Our vision is to be the eminent online source of information and guidance for men and women who launch their first business at mid-career or beyond. This is an example of the second type of vision statement, describing what we want to be known for. Now, vision statements are future-oriented. Mission statements are now-oriented. They describe what your business is doing today and in the foreseeable future to advance your vision. Mission statements, which may be as long as two sentences, usually address four key questions. What services or products do we provide? How do we go about providing these services and products? Who constitutes our target market? And what makes our services or products distinctive? As an example, here is the mission statement for Startups After 50. Using a web-based platform, we provide comprehensive resources for starting, growing, and maintaining a thriving small business. We tailor our resources to the unique needs of men and women who start their first business in their 50s or later, perhaps with no prior business experience. Notice the answers to the four questions. What services or products do we provide? The answer, comprehensive resources for starting, growing, and maintaining a thriving small business. How do we go about providing these services and products? The answer, we use a web-based platform. Who constitutes our target market? The answer, men and women in their 50s or later who are starting their first business. What makes our services and products distinctive? The answer, they are tailored to the unique needs of older adults beginning their first business, perhaps with no prior business experience at all. Now, this video is not intended as a detailed introduction to developing vision and mission statements. More extensive materials dedicated to that very skill are available elsewhere on the Startups After 50 website. But these guidelines allow you to see the basic design of vision and mission statements and how they relate to one another. There are two types of clarity when it comes to values, vision, and mission. One is the clarity with which they are articulated. The other is the clarity of focus maintained on them as a matter of routine in the company's life. We can fall into the trap of losing clarity on these vital issues either by not articulating them well or by giving them inadequate attention once they have been defined. One popular talk show host frequently tells his listeners that he prefers clarity to agreement. That's because without clarity, we may think that we agree or disagree on something when deeper realities would point to the opposite. Failure to maintain clarity on vital issues thus sets a small business up for needless and costly distractions. Without clarity of vision, the business can slip into the pursuit of activities that fall well outside its core purpose. Without clarity of mission, the business can slip into the pursuit of priorities that do not serve its best interests. And without clarity of values, the business exposes itself to the hazards of a culture dominated by divisive and even destructive dynamics. This brings to a conclusion our 7-part series on traps that kill small businesses. These 7 traps are not an exhaustive list of the deadly hazards into which small businesses stumble, but it is certainly a representative list of what kills thousands of businesses every year. Each of these traps can be avoided, but it takes owners with a proactive mindset and a strong measure of self-discipline to do so. Good ownership habits, formed early and practiced consistently, are the surest safeguard against deadly traps for any small business.